I'm a creator. The sons of God are creators. Amen. The sons and daughters of God are creator. Romans chapter 8 says the whole creation is crying out for the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. The world is looking to this church to demonstrate something totally different than what's in the world. Amen. Now I'm going to show you about your heavenly trust and savings account. I want you to write that down, right where you're at. Just if you have pen and paper, write that down. I want to show you today about your heavenly trust and savings account. Amen. Pastor and I began to look at the grounds here, and boy, I just love it. Amen. Praise God. Anything to just build the kingdom of God. It's God's will. Did you know that? To take over. Hallelujah. To take back what the devil stole. That's our job. We're not here just to come and sit in church. Hallelujah. We're supposed to take over. Yeah, we're supposed to take back what the devil stole. Amen. We're supposed to own every business in this city. Amen. Come on now. Those ungodly businessmen ain't supposed to be running things. We're supposed to be running things. When they need something, they ought to be coming to your pastor. Amen. Come on. When they need wisdom and understanding, they ought to be coming to your pastor. Come on. That's how I see it. I don't know how you see it. Come on, everything I've ever got's because I went and visited my pastor, amen? Everything I ever got, and let me tell you, nothing's new. I only got 3 sermons, and it came from him. Amen, I just change the title every once in a while. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I don't know much, but God does. And if we're willing, amen, and we're obedient, and we submit, amen, praise God. It's a ride, folks, let me tell you. It's a glorious ride. Amen. And I'm not waiting for heaven. I'm in eternity right now. Amen. Yes. I mean, you ain't going to die and enter eternity. The day you were born again, you entered into eternity. We're in eternity right now. Amen. We're just going to make a switch when this old body falls down. But you know what I think about that time? I'm going to have a new one. Amen. And it's going to be glorious. Oh, yeah. It's going to be good. It's going to be better than this one. And I'm going to be better looking than I am right now. Amen. Praise. Well, thanks for that enthusiasm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo. Praise God. Now look at what the Bible says. How do we take and understand that the day that we were born again, God created for you an account? Now, if I took a check and I wrote out $1 million check. And, you know, that's 6 zeros. Everybody say 6. That's it. Come on now. I'm waiting. I want to write $1 million check. Do you? Amen. Well, thanks for that enthusiasm. Boy, I do. I want to write it and put it in offering buckets, what I want to do. Amen. Come on. I wrote a 10. I wrote 100. I wrote 1,000. I wrote 10,000. But I want to just keep going. Amen. Amen. That's what I want to do. Why is that? Because that's who we are. That's who we're supposed to be. Faith isn't a denomination, folks. Faith is a lifestyle. It's how we live. It's what we do. We believe in our hearts and we confess with our mouths that Jesus is the Lord. Amen. And that he's overcome everything in the world. So if I took that check and I wrote it out, amen, and then I handed it to you, amen, all you'd have to do is do what? Just take it on down to the bank. Isn't that right? Come on, are you with me? Now, is that how your bank works? Yep. Now, I know I'm up here in the Midwest, but in Arkansas, that's how it works down there. You get a check. To receive what's on the check, you got to go to the bank. Amen? And you got to make a demand on the account. Are you following me now? You make a demand on. Now, wait a minute. If I wrote $1 million... That would, and who I am would determine whether he goes down, how fast he goes down there. Amen. I mean, God writes me $1 million. Honey, I'm going to be like hair on fire. Come on. Running down to his bank account. Amen. Now, Uncle Joe, I don't know about him. And that good for nothing brother-in-law is always borrowing money. I don't know about him either. But if God said that you have an account in heaven, and showed you how. See, I think there's a sort of a misunderstanding. We get in deception sometimes in the church because we fully don't understand how God works, and we don't understand that His will is to bring heaven into the earth. That's His whole plan. From the beginning, He created the earth and all that's in it. And the Bible says in Psalms 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and the what? Fullness thereof. Isn't that right? So the fullness, which means all the production and all the harvest. And it goes on to say everybody in it's His. Why? Because He created it. Isn't that right? Am I right? So if He created it, then it's His and all the harvest is His. Amen? Isn't that right? So He's got a plan. What's His plan? His plan is to get His will. Everybody say God's will.
God's will.
Get His will into Alton right here in the surrounding areas. Isn't that right? That's His will. And that's why we're here. Isn't that right? We're not just here, you know, to come together and fellowship and drink coffee. And all those things are good. Amen. But the main purpose is His will is to get His kingdom, heaven, into the earth. Isn't that right? Well, He set up an account in heaven the day you were born again. You remember Jesus talking to Nicodemus over in John chapter 3 and verse 3. You remember that? And Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. I mean, he knew more of the law than we'll ever. I mean, he forgot more of the law than we'll probably know. Come on. Amen. And he came to Jesus and he said, now, how can a man be born again? You remember that? And then Jesus said, well, a man must be born again. He said, well, do you go back through your mother's womb? And Jesus probably looked at him and said, oh, Lord, help him. Bless him. He said, no, you must be born again. He says, because if you're not born again, you cannot what? Enter into what? Enter into the what? Kingdom of God. If you're not born again, you may have trouble understanding what we're going to share for the next few minutes. Amen? Now, right now is a good time to just say, hey, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. If you ain't born again, hallelujah, you will be by the end of the service. I'll guarantee you that. Because you'll see some things. See, that's what happened to me. It was just a quick switch. Boom. Just like that. I saw my Father like I'd never seen Him before. Amen? And I was renewed. I saw something I'd never seen before. But Jesus said, you must be born again to see into. Not just enter into, but see into the kingdom of God. Amen. Well, God has set an account for that building out there.
Amen.
Come on. He set an account for this city.
Amen.
He set an account for every household represented in this church. And it's big right now. The problem is that I've had in the past, Pastor, I hadn't figured out how to get the check to the bank. I hadn't figured out how to get the check to the bank. Amen? But in the last few years, I've learned a few things. Amen? I've learned how to receive and understand how God works in a way that's changed my life forever. And I'll guarantee it'll set you on fire. It will. And if you don't get everything in just the 45 minutes or so that we're going to minister, I recommend you get the CD. Amen? And then I recommend that you follow your pastor around. Amen? And ask questions. And you call him up and you say, hey, the Bible says this. And you go sit in his office and you get into the ministry. And you know, the other Rhema graduates here, they've sat under the ministry of the same word. And you ask questions. Amen? To learn how God loves you and how He sets you up. Now, y'all there? Here I am. I'm getting off track already. Praise God. Y'all want the word, don't you? Let's go to Matthew. Now, I'm going to read out of the Amplified. Is that okay?
Yep.
And I want you to start there in verse 9. Matthew 6. In verse 9. Now, you have to understand, this is the first message that Jesus ever preached to His disciples. So if this is the first message, it's the first words they heard. And He set His entire ministry in the earth. And did you notice that we're in Ephesians chapter 1, we're finishing the ministry of Jesus. I don't have my own ministry. I'm finishing His ministry. Amen? It ain't my ministry. Faith Fellowship ain't my ministry. I'm finishing His ministry. Pastor David's finishing Jesus' ministry right here in Alton. Amen? Now look at what he said to his disciples. It's very profound. He said, pray therefore. Now the word pray, a lot of people misunderstand the word prayer. Prayer is a verbal thing. You remember in Luke chapter 11 and verse 1 and 2, Jesus said, when you pray, what? Say. When you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it were, as it is in heaven. So we ought to be seeing into heaven, amen, and bringing what's in heaven into the earth. Come on now. That's why people followed Brother Hagin, because he could see into heaven. And he gave you a manifestation of what heaven looked like. Amen. It was a tangible thing. His ministry presence was tangible from heaven. Amen. Sons and daughters of God, that's what we're supposed to do. Now look at what it says in verse 9. Pray therefore like this. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will. Everybody say your will. And be a question. There shouldn't be any questions about the Father's will here. Amen. Your will be done. Where at? In heaven? When we all get to heaven. What a glory. Come on. Now, I can't even sing. But you remember that old song? They were all waiting to get to heaven. I'm waiting to get heaven into the earth. Come on. I ain't waiting. I ain't putting off God's best until I get to heaven. Heaven ought to be right here in the earth. And I'm going to show you how to get it here. I'm going to show you how great men of old have pulled pieces of heaven and brought it in here. Amen? That's what we need to do as the church. We need to learn how to demonstrate heaven's realm into this earthly realm. It says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, last night I was studying, and the Lord said a few things to me after I asked a question. I asked him a question. I said, now, Jesus, why did you say, pray that heaven come into the earth? That's a pretty good question, isn't it? Why should we want heaven to come into the earth? He said this. He said, number one, this is the main reason. He didn't give me any other details. It's the Father's will. And he said, I always go about doing the will of my Father. Isn't that right? That was his whole ministry in the earth. Is to do. He didn't have his own message. It wasn't his own ministry. Every time he said, the words that I speak to you, they're not mine. What I hear, I say. Amen. He didn't take claim or fame for anything he did. He constantly taught his disciples, this is the Father's will. I'm about my Father's business. Then I asked him this question. I said, then I ask, well, what does heaven look like? That's a pretty good question, isn't it? If we're supposed to bring heaven into the earth, then what does heaven look like? That ought to be the job of the church. Amen. Now, we've done pretty good the last 2,000 years, but we ain't took over Alton yet, but we're going to. Amen. Come on now. Now, that may be strange to some of your ears, but let me tell you, that's how Jesus thinks all the time. He's waiting until the devil is his footstool. Come on. Are you with me? We ought to be the mayors. We ought to be the aldermen. We ought to be the senators. We ought to be the governors. Come on. We ought to be in places of authority everywhere here in this city. And this church is the breeding ground for the Word of God that causes men to rise up and manifest the Word in such a way that will change their life forever. Amen. I asked him, I said, what does heaven look like? He said, that's the most important question we could ever ask. What does heaven look like? See, everybody misses heaven because they're so involved in the world and today. Now, Pastor, I mean, he loves people. I mean, he loved my son. He kept saying, now, listen, if your daddy don't buy you dinner or whatever, you call me. Your daddy ain't got any snacks or anything. You call me. Now, you know your pastor. You call me. Well, we got back to the room last night and Press said, I want to watch TV. I said, no, I don't watch TV. I'm going to call Pastor David. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Bless his darling heart and stupid head. Isn't that what Brother Hagin used to say? Amen. I won't watch TV. Sorry. Amen. But we see, we're so involved in the world, we can't see heaven. And let me tell you something. Heaven's where your destiny's at. Heaven's where your provision's at. Heaven's where your healing's at. Heaven's where your wealth is at. You got to bring it in here. And understanding that process. Now, I mean, I struggled as a new Christian because I didn't totally understand that. But you know what? I began to see things differently. The more you're in the Word, amen? There's two ways of thinking, heaven's way and the world's way. Heaven is a real place, write this down. Heaven is a real place unseen in the earth, but Jesus lives there right now. A flesh and bone man is at the right hand of the Father. He's all man, he's all God. Heaven is a real tangible place. As a matter of fact, the earth is a copy of heaven because the entire plan for heaven was to move into the earth and God equipped Adam to do it. Amen? Heaven, now write this down. Heaven is an unseen place manifested by the Word in your heart. Heaven is manifested by the Word in your heart. What Word? The Word on heaven. The Word that you have on heaven, it's manifested here in the earth. You know, when Jesus is started preaching this message, his family thought he was crazy, Pastor. Oh, yeah, people, I mean, you start preaching things that are unseen, and people start saying, wait a minute, I can't see it, and I can't touch it, I can't feel it, and I can't drink it, I can't, you know, smell it. Come on now, the five physical senses, you know. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen yet. Isn't that right? And by the elders, come on, by the elders, they framed the world by it. Isn't that right? They framed the world, they created. They brought a manifestation of heaven into the earth. Isn't that what Hebrews 1 through 3 says? Isn't that right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Well, what are we hoping for? Heaven. We're hoping for heaven. Amen. Well, heaven is full of everything that the earth's full, except it's better. It's pure. It's never broken up there. Amen. And we got to begin to see up there to change what's down here. Amen. And you've got a heavenly bank account, a trust right up there. Now, how many of you know what a trust is? Amen. A trust is a will or a testament. That's what our Bible is. It's a New Testament. It's a trust. It's a will. Amen. Now, Miss Tiffany's grandfather owned a huge international harvester dealer over in O'Neill, Nebraska. Great businessman, little guy. She said he ate roast beef, green beans, and potatoes every night. Didn't eat nothing else. Can you imagine that? I mean, that's all he ate. Never was flashy. Drove an old Dodge pickup truck his whole life. Come on, drunk. Amen. I got a little amen. Drove an old Dodge pickup truck his whole life. Not only did he own an international harvester dealer, but he owned all the gas stations in town. Not only did he own all the gas stations in town. Come on now, I'm getting excited. Not only did he own all the gas stations in town, amen, he owned a couple of the restaurants in town too. Everybody knew his name, amen. Come on, what was that manifestation of heaven? Amen. Well, he created a trust for his family, amen. And all that wealth that he harvested in the earth, he created because the Bible says, come on now, a faithful man, it will do what? Provide for his children's children. Ain't that right? Come on now. That's what a trust was. So he entrusted everything to us. Isn't that right? Not just us, but his entire family. He gave it. He pulled something out of heaven and he brought it in and he gave it. Just like Abraham did, just like Isaac, Jacob. But material things can't stand up against the Word of God. The Word creates all things. Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 4 says, all things start in the Spirit first, or start in heaven's realm. Amen? So just think about the things that you're trying to accomplish in your household, your businesses. Amen? Maybe you're not business owners yet, but you will be. Amen. You got to hold this word. You will be. You can't help but to succeed. You live by faith. Amen. But not by sight. And you begin to just flourish. Amen. In the word. Bringing heaven into the earth. Well, now look at verse 19. Do not gather, I'm reading again out of the Amplified, we're in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19. Don't gather up or heap up or store up for yourselves treasures on earth. where moth and rust and worm consume and destroy. Where thieves, everybody say thieves.
Thieves.
You know what a thief is? You bought a washing machine, next week it breaks down. That's a thief somewhere in there. You just bought a new car, and you know only after 10,000 miles the tires get wore out on it. Come on now, are you with me? No, y'all don't run into anything in this world, do you? Amen. You just bought a house and you paid $250,000 and the whole economy collapses. It ain't worth but $170,000. Somebody just stole $70,000 from you. Come on, or $80,000 from you. Come on, are you with me? That's a thief. That's a thief. See, there's a thief loose in the earth. But what we got to do is got to supersede him by heaven. We got to bring heaven's realm in. The supernatural over the natural. Supernatural. Amen. We got to come in and bring super into the natural to conquer the death that's in the earth. Now look what it says. Don't gather up or heap up, store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust and worm consume and destroy, where thieves break through and steal. But gather up and heap up and store for yourself what? Treasures in heaven. Your heavenly trust and savings account. Store up in heaven where neither moth nor rust nor worm consume, destroy, where thieves do not break through and steal. Now, I want you to go over to Malachi. It's a few pages to your left. Let's go to Malachi chapter 3. Amen. And look at verse 10. Store up things in heaven. In other words, you're going to find out the more you sow into heaven's realm, the more heaven will sow back into you. Amen. And destroy the works of the devil in your life. Now look at what Malachi said here. Malachi said here in verse 10, bring all the tithe into the whole tenth of your income into the storehouse. What's the storehouse? That's where heaven is, isn't it? Come on now. We ought to be seeing heaven every Sunday morning. We come to church because we want to see a window of what? Heaven. Isn't that right? You know why I listen to Brother Dr. Dufresne? I want to see heaven. You know why I go to my pastor? I want to see heaven. Amen. So we come to church not just to come together and sing and fellowship. We come to see a picture of heaven. The church house ought to be the house where all of heaven is spread throughout the land. Amen? And that's why the scriptures here, it says, bring all the tithe. Why bring tithe into the storehouse so we can delineate and manifest heaven? Amen. So we can get a picture of heaven. Amen. We get a picture of heaven. I'm going to show you how to take it out of heaven and bring it into the earth. Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen yet. See, we've been taught faith, but we need to see a manifestation of it now. The church needs to rise up. And in the last days, the church is going to rise up in such a manner where sons and daughters will rise up and begin to take over areas that have never been touched before. Businesses, child care centers, schools, amen. In the last days, you're going to begin to see men and women rise up in a way they've never rose up before because of the power of the word. Let me just tell you something. Jesus is going to have his way. He may not have his way with you, but he's going to have his way. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So look at what it says here. It says, bring all the tithe, the whole tenth into the storehouse that there may be food in my house, and prove me now by it, says the Lord of hosts, if I will what? Not open the what? Windows of heaven. Isn't that right? So we tithe. The tithe's not ours. It's God's. Amen. We just give it to God. What's that doing? That's maintaining open windows of heaven in your life. Come on now. Now, when that open windows of heaven begin to open up and you begin to see, because the tithe, what it does is it pays for the lights and it pays for the salaries and it allows us to come in and do what? Hear the word and see pictures. Amen. See Polaroid pictures, and those Polaroid pictures begin to develop right before you and show you a picture of heaven. And let me tell you something. What's in heaven, if you can grab hold of it and bring in the earth, it will supersede and conquer everything. How'd you like to know that there's a house right down the street that you can buy for $30,000 and sell it for $200,000? Now, I don't know about you, but I get real excited. I start calling hey, Miss Tiffany, I'm in Alton. Let me tell you something. There's a house right down the road. God told me it's worth $200,000 and we can give $30,000 for it. Amen. Come on now. Are you finding an automobile? Come on, am I talking to anybody here this morning? Heaven's realm in your life causes you to supersede the world system. Amen? So keeping heaven's windows open is a key. Amen? Well, they thought Jesus was crazy. Go over to Mark chapter 3 and look at verse 20. See, he started, this is what he preached. He preached repentance first, and then he began to talk about heaven's realm. Go to Mark chapter 3. Look at verse 20. And the multitude come together, I'm reading out of the King James again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. They were wanting to see, how am I going to overcome this thing? And when his family heard that he was preaching, they went out to lay hold of him. Because they said he's lost his mind. Listen to what he's preaching. He's preaching a lofty message saying bring heaven into the earth. See, the same message he taught his disciples, he began to preach everywhere. In Jerusalem, Judea, and the uttermost parts. And people thought he was crazy. Why? Because they couldn't see beyond their own household. They couldn't see beyond their own paycheck. Amen? And he began to preach something totally different. You have a heavenly trust and savings account. It opened the day you were born again. God entrusted you as a born-again believer with all of heaven. He's never held back from any of his children. Some children have learned how to receive better than others. Come on now. Some children have learned how to receive from heaven's realm better than others. But the windows are open now. The curtains are being pulled back against the body of Christ. And the word's going to be ministered in such a way that revelation's going to flow in the end times. That's totally going to change the way we do business. That totally change the way we work. Amen? Hallelujah. God never wanted you to live off your paycheck. Now listen to this. God never intended you to live off your paycheck. And I'm not here to receive, I'm here to give. God never intended you to work off your paycheck. Why? Because your paycheck is limiting you. Why? Because that paycheck is tied to a fallen system. You're exchanging time for money. And there ain't enough time in the day to make enough money. Oh, come on now. Oh, you need X number. I mean, if you really wrote down all the money you need, you'd be working 24/7 for about 700 years. If you're just exchanging time for money. Now, listen to me now. I'm going to share something that'll totally change your life forever. You're exchanging time for money, and time's under the curse. Isn't that right? But we're not, because we live in eternity right now. Come on, whoo, I'm in eternity. Nothing's going to stop me. I'm getting younger all the time. Ain't nobody going to stop me. No. I was with my sisters the other day, and Preston was telling me, boy, your sisters look a lot older than you. That's because I'm getting younger every day. And they're older than me, but they're in the world system, and I'm in God's system. Amen? Amen. And what you got to do is you got to understand first. Now, if you're working for the man, that's okay. It's okay. You need an apprenticeship. It's like Pastor said, apprenticeship's gone. Nobody understands that anymore. But there comes a time where you'll understand you can supersede time. Come on now. Isn't that right? You can buy a house for $30,000 and sell it for $200,000. That's a profit of $170,000. And it'd take you 5 years to make $170,000. And you can do it, bam, just that fast with the knowledge of God from heaven. Come on, are you with me? This is how God wants us to live. Now, I didn't start out like this. I was working for the man, see. I was like Jacob. You remember Jacob? He got away from his family. Everybody say family. Say family, family, family. Yeah, see, Jacob got away from his family. Isn't that right? And he went to see his uncle. You remember that? He went over to see his uncle. And who did he work for? Laban. Isn't that right? Wasn't that his name? And he got crazy. Everybody said crazy 3 times. Crazy, crazy, crazy. He's crazy about Rachel, wasn't he? He was totally in the flesh. I mean, come on, guys. Give me a witness somewhere. Girls just go, Yeah, I mean, he was crazy about Rachel. I mean, he was like a deer in the headlights. He couldn't figure out what in the world was going on. The devil had him totally, all turned around. Come on, isn't that right? And he went into slavery for that girl, totally in the flesh all the way. Abraham with his was his grandfather. Isaac was his father, amen, the father of our faith, the Bible says he was the wealthiest man of all the East. And here Jacob is, left his family and went off. And can I get a witness from anybody? Hadn't we left God in different times of our life? Hadn't we? You ever been out there where it's dried and parched, amen? You can't hardly, scratch 2 dimes together. And you wonder, what in the world? God! Oh, God, help me! Help me! I tried to right back there, but you wasn't listening. Come on, isn't that right? I told you to go to your pastor. He's the man with the word of God for you. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
No, I know more than my pastor. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I thought that once or twice. That's of the devil. Come on now, that's of the devil. But you remember him? He got stuck over there in a foreign land working for the man. Laban is a type of the businessman in the world, the ungodly businessman of the world. And Jacob got caught into a worldly system exchanging time for money. He wanted Rachel, and what happened? He worked 7 years for her. Now watch this, watch this, watch this. It's all over in Genesis. Write this down, Genesis chapter 28. And we may not have time to go to all these scriptures, but you just listen to me for a few minutes. Amen? He got caught into a system of exchanging time for money, and he found out, well, diapers just went up. Formula just, come on, come on now. Are you with me? I got an 8-month-old. I know what I'm preaching, amen? I got 4 boys in my house. I'm starting a football team, amen? Come on, I got to equip them, amen? I mean, I got to buy motorcycles, and I just bought my daughter a car. Come on now. Life goes on, isn't that right? I mean, I need the word in my life. Now he's wanting another motorcycle, amen. Praise God. He said, you going to buy me a car? I said, no, I bought your sister one. You're going to have to work for yours.
That's right.
You know what your pastor did? Oh. Everybody do that. Oh. That's what he did. Oh. I thought, oh, boy. And he was thinking, yeah, dad, I'm going to go up and see Brother Prosser for a summer, amen. Praise the Lord. No, we need these things. We need to understand these things. See, Jacob got caught in a system, changing time for money. After 7 years, what happened? He got tricked, didn't he? Come on now, you with me? Don't you know the story? He got tricked. Now, we've heard this time and time again, hadn't we? He got tricked. Why? Because he's dealing in the world's realm and not heaven's realm. He didn't understand. He had an account in heaven, amen. He was working in the world's realm. Why? Too much in the flesh. Didn't understand God's system in the earth. God's system in the earth is you get born again, then you get under the ministry of a man of God, and the windows of heaven will open up. And as you support and grow heaven's realm, that's what we're doing here this morning. We are expanding heaven's realm. We are infecting Alton. We are bringing Jesus right into this place and expanding heaven's realm. The more we sow into heaven's realm, the more heaven's realm begins to infiltrate all of the neighborhoods around Alton. And we begin to build buildings and build ministries and touch people. Brother Robert said, every building he ever built, and I don't know if many of you have, probably many of you have been to Tulsa. Have you ever seen that campus? Every building came through heaven's realm. He saw a picture of it in heaven, and he brought it into the earth. And he used seed faith to do it. He kept sowing into his heavenly trust and savings account. And when he kept sowing, the Lord would show him how to receive out of that account. Amen? Jacob did the same thing. Now let's go over to Genesis chapter 28. And let's just look at this. Genesis chapter 28. And let's read some scriptures here. Amen. Genesis 28 and look at verse 10. We'll start right there. Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took up the stones that were in place and put them as a pillow, and he laid down in that place to do what? To sleep. And he dreamed. Everybody say dreamed.
Dream.
See, heaven began to work. He dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God began what? Ascending and descending. In other words, there was a total place of communication. The angels of God would ascend and descend. He saw this in his vision, amen, in his dream. The angels of God would ascend and descend. Now, for you computer people, that means there was a Cat 5 cable connected to heaven and connected to you, amen. And Data would go back and forth on that Cat 5 line. Amen? Are you following me now? And he set this up. And then I began to study out and I said, angels. Well, what's angels? Well, I began to study it out. And we were talking about this yesterday. You study that word angels. You go to your Strong's Concordance this afternoon, you Bible scholars in here. Amen? You start studying that out and it means the sent one. It doesn't mean some lofty, glowy kind of thing that was in the movie Ghost or whatever. Come on. It means a sent word from God on the lips of a willing participant. And I'm telling you today, I'm sent from God to share a word in the next few minutes with you. And it ain't about me. I'm the FedEx delivery boy. All you got to do is sign for the package. You'll forget my name next week. Come on now. That's what angel means, a sent messenger. It goes on to expand and says it's developed in the office of prophet, priest, and in the New Testament, pastor. He's an angel sent from God to bring heaven's realm into the earth. So he saw this. Now watch this. He saw this, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I'm the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land which you lie on, to you I give it, and to your seed, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and it shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in thee and in your seed shall all the families of Alton be blessed. Amen. Amen. I've given you the land. Today, with the authority invested in the Word of God, I've come as a messenger from God to tell you Alton's yours. Alton is yours for the taking. Alton and Godfrey in this entire area, all the way over to the river and all the way south and all the way north to Root House. This land is yours. Now see, Moses told the 12 spies, God's given you the land. But 10 of those leaders came back and said, we can't take the land, and held up 2 million people from entering into God's will in their life. But I'm telling you this morning, the land's yours. I'm sent from God. I'm a man of God, and the authority of the word, the land's yours. I've given you the land. God's given you the city. The city is yours. Now we've got to learn how to take the picture of Alton in heaven and bring it into the earth. Amen. Let's keep reading. And behold, I am with you and will keep you in all the places whither you go, and will bring again unto this land. For I will not leave you until I have done all that I have said over you. There's been words spoke over this church and over families of this church for years. And he's never going to leave you or forsake you until it all comes to pass. It's all coming to pass. It's all coming to pass. It's all coming to pass. Come on, somebody ought to get excited. It's all coming to pass. Pastor, it's all coming to pass. It's all coming into the earth. Amen. And he said, and Jacob woke up out of his sleep and he said, surely the Lord is in this place. And he went on to say, wow, this is none other in verse 17 than what? This is the gate into heaven. This is the gate into heaven's realm. And at that moment, he realized his answer was in heaven's realm. Now watch, watch. Watch what he did, because he understood how to get the truck payment paid. Come on. Amen. And how to get the mortgage paid and get the light bill paid was in heaven's realm. Watch what he did. Watch what he committed. Watch this. It's incredible. The faith of Jacob. He rose up early in the morning. He took stones that he had made for a pillow and he piled them up in a big pillar. And he poured oil over it, and he made a mark in his life. He made a mark, a monument, is what the Bible says. He made a monument to remind him, this is where I learned how heaven's realm works. And he poured oil all over it, and the word Bethel is called the church house. And let me tell you, if God has touched you in this house, you can't get away from this house. You may try, and you may try to run. You may try to get away. You may try. But if God touched you here, this is your Bethel right here. because God spoke to you right here. Make it a monument in your life, because this is where the open windows of heaven open up on Sundays and Wednesdays. On Wednesdays, amen? This is it. This is how I learned how to operate the businesses we have. This is, you know, let me just tell you, I was in church, and I was just born again. This is 1997. A man of God came in to the church, and we were fixing to build a building there, and I'd come into a little money, you know, a little money, you know, to me back then was $1,000, or a lot of money to me back then was $1,000. I come into $1,000. Let me tell you something. I had my whole list of what I was going to spend that $1,000 on. Come on now, I did. I was working for the man. Everybody say for the man. For man. I was working for the man, exchanging time for money. It took a long time to come up with $1,000 doing that. Why? Time's under the curse. Time is under the curse. Well, I had this money, and this man began to explain how heaven works. Heaven's realm works. And the Lord said, trust me and sow into that project, because that's heaven. That's the place I'm going to pour out myself into all the region. And I didn't have a clue. But I could see that much. I could see that that's where the word was, and that's where the glory was going to come in. And all I knew is my answers are in there. I sold $1,000. I was still working for the man, 1997. 3 months later, I signed my first $100,000 contract. 3 months later. That's a hundredfold return. Amen. 3 months later. I signed my first $100,000 contract. You know what I said? Bye-bye. Bye-bye to the world system. Now, I love them. I'm still partners with them today. But I'm not exchanging time for money anymore. Why? Because I saw into heaven's realm. God poured out something in my life, and by faith. Faith is the substance of what? Things hoped for. I entered into heaven, saw heaven for my life, and took heaven and brought it into the earth. And by faith, faith is the substance of things hoped for, I activated it. Not only did I sign the $100,000 contract, I got $18,000 that day. Me and Miss Tiffany was going, oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. I mean, come on, I don't know about you, but I was excited. I'm still excited about it. We're looking at that check going, whoo, moo, moo, she got a lot of money. Woo-hoo. Now, that might not be a lot to you, but 1997, that was a lot of money to me. Amen. And that's just led to bigger and better things. But it taught me something. It taught me so into where heaven's at. Well, see, Jacob did the same thing. Look, he made a commitment because he saw, this is where my answer's at. Look at this. Jacob did what in verse 20? Because this happened, he vowed a vow. He made a commitment. We still tithe. Pastors tithe too. Did you know that? Ministers tithe. We tithe to our home church. You tithe today to Rhema. Amen. You sent an offering to Rhema. You're sowing into heaven there. Heaven's realm. Amen. Why is that? Because that wave came right out here into Alton. And it's touching Alton. Isn't that right? We sow the same, and we made a commitment to our home. I don't care if I preach all over the world. I still got my church. And I still tithe and ever, because that's where heaven's at. It's where heaven's realm's at for me. Woo, I'm excited about it. Why is that? Because the kingdom of God, because I got a desire for the children of God. And I got a desire for the men and women of God. Not just there, all over the country. We ought to rise up and take back what the devil stole in the Garden of Eden. Hey, Jesus got it back for us. We just got to learn how to receive it. We got to learn how to pull it out of heaven and bring it in. Well, see, Jacob, he vowed a vow right here. You study this out. He said, I'm vowing a vow. And he said, God, since you're going to keep me in this way I and give me bread to eat and raiment. You're going to meet all my needs through this process. Look in verse 21. So that I'll come again to my father's house in peace. Then shall the Lord be my God. And look at this. And this stone which I've set in verse 22. Read it in your own Bible there. I've set as a pillar. And it shall be what? God's house. And all, everybody say all. All that thou shalt give me, I will surely give you the tenth. See, that's where the tithe started. He followed Abraham. It wasn't the law. It wasn't something we required. They gave the tithe because that's where heaven's realm was. Amen? Because he made a commitment. Amen? Because he made a commitment when he was over there in Laban's house in trouble. Remember that? 7 years he worked. Hard labor for Rachel. Then he got tricked. Worked 7 more years and got Leah, and she was ugly. Everybody say ugly, ugly, ugly. I mean, come on now, I'm real. She was ugly, ugly, ugly. Come on. He finally got Rachel, but then he had to work 7 more years. Then, now watch this, you read it in your Bible, chapter 30 of Genesis. Laban came to him, said, Jacob, it's because of you and your God that I'm blessed. Now, this is a type and shadow. Now, watch this. It's a type and shadow of the businessman. You're working for the businessman, right? The businessman came to Jacob and said, it's because of you that I'm blessed. He was smart enough in his lightning fast mind to figure out, come on now, that it was heaven in that man's life that was creating all his wealth. So he came to Jacob and he said, whatever you want, whatever, remember? Came to him and said, what kind of wages you want? Right before that, Jacob had just, Joseph was just born. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I was number 11. I mean, I got 4. Come on now, I mean, Joseph was born. He was thinking, oh, Lord have mercy, diapers, formula, come on, clothes, tent. I mean, I got to expand my tent, I got to do all this stuff. Lord, help me! And what did the Lord say? He remembered the commitment that he made way back over here at Bethel. And Jacob had a dream right before that meeting. Now listen, see, they called him a dreamer. That's why Joseph was a dreamer. He had a dream right before that meeting with his boss. And the boss said, now what is it that you want? You name your wage. Wage? Everybody say wage. Yeah, you name your wage, because you're still in my system, we're exchanging time for money. You name your wage. Jacob said this. Whoa, now wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. I don't want any money. Now listen. See, he was raising cattle and sheep. Come on, are you with me? And goats. That was commerce. That was like a manufacturing plant back then. He was multiplying animals because the animals produced and that was created the wealth at that time. But that's the same as all the manufacturing plants and Walmart and, you know, all the stores and local electricians company, you know, and the contractors. I mean, that's the way of commerce back then. He was reproducing that. And that was feeding everybody and clothing everybody. Are you following me now? And Jacob said, whoa, wait a minute. I don't want your wages. Give me the spotted, the speckled, and the striped. Do you remember? Give me the spotted, speckled, and striped. And those will be my hires. Well, he didn't say wages. He said, that's going to be my hire. So Laban went, huh, he's a fool. This guy's lost his mind. He's going to take the worst of the flock. I mean, I'm going to work him another 7 years. The Bible says, now listen to this, over in chapter 31, the Bible says they changed. He changed Jacob's wages 10 times. He stole. He deceived from him and stole his wages. And let me tell you something. They've been stealing from you too long. Amen. They've been stealing from the church too long. Amen. It's time for us to get into heaven's realm and bring heaven in such a way that it floods the glory in Alton. That they say, surely those men have been with God. That's what people understand. They want to see a demonstration of the Word. Is it real? Is it tangible? And he split those things off. And Laban sent him out 3 miles. Sent those herds off 3 miles and said, okay, you just keep. And then the Lord showed him, remember? Took the stick. Carved the stick, set it before. When they breed, they're going to produce right after their kind. Isn't that amazing? God producing right after his kind. Remember that? Next thing you know, Jacob's herds are so big that Laban's family is now jealous. Come on, are you with me now? The church, whew, I'm getting excited now. The church is so big. We own everything, praise God. The church is so big and full. The fullness of the earth is so big. The fatness of who God is so big in our households, amen, that they come to us for everything. They do. They got to come to us for everything anyway. Let me tell you, when the millennial reign comes, they're coming to me. They are. Yeah, they're coming to you too. Don't, I mean, it just ain't me. It's you. Say it's me. I drove up to Greene County a couple of days ago, and Preston said, look at the trees. They're bowing down to us. I thought, Lord, have mercy. Why? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the harvest thereof is the Lord's. Amen. And my life was bought with a price. It's not me, but it's Jesus in me, the hope of glory that lives and abides and realms and loves and produces. It's the hope of glory. It's the manifestation of the sons of God. That the whole creation, those trees were bowing down, crying out for the sons and daughters to stand up. Stand up and take what God's given us and bless and love. It's the job of the church to take care of the widows and the orphans. They shouldn't be going down to the social services office. They shouldn't be going and being dependent on the government. It's our job. Thank God for the government. Thank God for unemployment. Come on now. Thank God for all the social programs. Like Brother Hagin said, bless their darling hearts and stupid heads. Amen. We got to get over on the heavens realm. Amen. Now let me show you. Can you give me 5 more minutes? Let me show you how to make a withdrawal here. You've tithed. Come on, aren't you tithers here? I know you are. Yep. Come on, we're tithers here. Isn't that right? We're tithers. So that means the day you were born again, an account was set up for you. And as you've been tithing, you've been sowing into heaven, and heaven's open windows have been open over your life. Now listen, we pastored 7 years, and now we're traveling and we're administering the Bible schools, amen. And let me tell you, over 7 years of pastoring, let me tell you, you ministers, you all of you need to pastor at least once. Yeah, you need to pastor. Amen. We had people come to us all the time. I've been tithing for 20 years and I can't get out of this mess. Come on. Pastor, what's wrong? I'm faithful. I'm a tither. As a matter of fact, I've given above and beyond. Every minister that came in, I gave to them. And the windows of heaven's been setting open over you all morning. Right now, it's open. The glory of the Lord. It's in this place right now. Heaven's realm is open right now. Whew, the anointing's here. It's here right now. Heaven's realm for your destiny to complete the calling of Jesus in your life. It's available. The issue I had and they had is they didn't know how to take what's in heaven. Bring it into the earth. They heard it, and on the inside, because God lives on the inside, yep, I got to keep going, I got to keep doing it, I got to keep tithing, because I know this is the way. Jesus is the way, He's the truth, and He is the life. Jesus is the way, He's the truth, and He is the life. You got to see a picture of Jesus like you've never seen before, because He totally demonstrated for 3.5 years heaven's realm. Got something to write with? Write these things down. We're going to close with these points. How to make a withdrawal from your heavenly account. How to make a withdrawal from your heavenly account. Go to Mark chapter 4 and look at verse 26. Let's start right there. First thing you have to do is you've got to sow into the Word. Now, a lot of people have got this mixed up because they're in the world. Yes, it's you're sowing money, but you're not sowing money just to receive money. Money's not your answer. Money's not the issue here. Amen? How do I know that? The streets are paved with gold in heaven. Amen. Money's not the issue. The first thing you have to do to make a withdrawal is you've got to sow into the Word of God and the man of God that's bringing heaven in your life. You've got to sow into the Word and the system by which heaven operates. You've got to follow your pastor around just like a puppy dog. Every time he says something, you need to be like the prophet's assistant. Amen? What'd you say? What'd you do? What is it? Amen? You've got to sow into the Word. You've got to allow the Word to work in your life on a continual basis. And the only way God set up the system is right here in the church house is where heaven comes. Oh, wait a minute now, brother. I can have church right out there in an 18-hole golf course. No, you can't. You may get some thoughts in your head that'll get you in a lot of trouble, but they ain't from heaven. Now, I'm not limiting anyone, but God's plan is you forsake not the assembly of the body of Christ, because that's where the fivefold ministry and that's where the gifts of the Spirit begin to operate. Amen. That man works in the realm of the word of knowledge, amen, word of wisdom, amen, discerning of spirits. He can bring one word, can change your life forever. Right. Isn't that right? Moses told the children of Israel, go take the gold from all the Egyptians, and one night they reap 400 years worth of wealth. One night, he still cares about you. Isn't that good? I mean, I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. It turns me on the inside, knowing that the church is going to rule and reign everything. Amen. Look at what it says here. Mark chapter 4, look at verse 26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God or heaven's realm, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Sow into where the word's being preached. And should sleep and rise night and day. And the seed should spring up and grow up. You don't know how. How is it? How did I know? I was a faithful tither. And all of a sudden I was watching the man of God. And all of a sudden, bam, that fast. God said, sow right here. And I thought, well, praise God, I know this is heaven because of what he was teaching, amen. And I sowed, and 3 months later, $100,000. I mean, and Tiffany said, have you lost your mind? Baby needs clothes. Truck payment needs to be made. Light bill needs to be made. Now, don't give your light bill. That ain't God. Don't give your truck payment. That ain't God. You know where God's increased you. Amen. So number one, sow the word. Number two, the word. Now write this down. When you begin to sow, look what it says. For you should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring up and grow up. You know not how. For the earth does what? Brings forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, then what? The full corn in the ear. Now, most people don't read verse 29. Look at what it says. But when the fruit is brought forth immediately, God will show you, here's your harvest. Here's the house you're supposed to buy to sell. Here's the business you're supposed to enter partnership in. Here's where you're going to get the promotion at your job right here. He'll show it to you, bam, because see, you've been sowing the word and sowing the word and sowing the word, and the harvest of the word in heaven's over your life, and all of a sudden the harvest comes and God will open the windows of heaven and wham, there it is. Then by faith, you've got to enter in when God says do something and grab it and bring it in and manifest it right here. So that's what I did. Now, I could have took a chance. Some people said, you just lost $1,000. I didn't. Because I knew that I knew that I knew that I knew. God ain't never going to leave me or forsake me. He's a man that cannot lie. And his words are just as sure as the sun comes up the next morning. And I don't care if the sun don't come up, Jesus is still Lord over the universe. Amen. 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 So sow into the word. Don't sow to give money. Sow into where heaven's at. You're sowing into the church. You're sowing into ministry's life because that's where heaven's realm's at, and that's where the open windows of heaven can open up over your life. Every businessman that helped Brother Hagin build Rhema over there, use this process. Read every book Oral Roberts ever wrote. Seed faith. He sowed his seed and he was faithful. God brought ideas, concepts, and wisdom to him. Witty inventions and insight. Witty inventions and insight. Into what? Seeing where the harvest is. You take the harvest, you bring it into this earth. Now watch this. Sow the word, number one. Y'all wrote that down. Number two, the word will begin to direct you. Go over to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. The word will begin to direct you where to make your withdrawal. Where to make your investment. The word will show you. You don't know how. It springs up. You sleep night and day and you don't know how the system works. But by faith, you hear and believe. Remember Jesus said, I don't say anything of myself. Only what I hear is what I do. Now look at Proverbs 6 and look at verse 20. My son, keep thy father's commandment. Forsake not the law of your mother. Now in the Old Testament, in my Bible, where it said commandment, I just scratched through that and write word. Keep the father's word. Keep the father's word. Keep Brother Hagin's word. Keep Pastor Caldwell's word. Keep Brother Copeland's word. Don't forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart and tie them about your neck. When you go, it shall what? Lead you. The word's going to lead you. Now look at this. When you sleep, just like Jacob, look at this, it shall keep you. And when you awake, it's going to start talking to you. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. It will start talking to you. The word's going to talk. His name is Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we beheld His glory in flesh and blood. And He's going to talk to you, and He's going to show you this is the next step in your life. I don't know what to do, Lord. You don't have to think. Let me do your thinking for you. Woo, glory. Woo, I'm excited now. Woo, why? Because I know it works. Y'all looking at me like, wow, he has lost his mind. Yeah, I lost my mind and put on the mind of Christ. Woo-hoo. Yeah. Look at this. You sow the word. Now watch this. The word will begin to talk to you. When you sleep, like Jacob, he dreamed a dream. Isn't that right? Lord showed him how to get out of the world system. Are y'all with me? Now, I know about you, but I like this because I got out. I want you to get out too. You know why? We need you. We need you. We don't need the mentality of just us four no more. If you're taking care of just you four no more, that's okay. What about the rest of the world? What about Alton? What about all these kids? We need a building to take care of the kids here. We need 81 kids in Children's Church. Hey, I know what I'm talking about. We need 81 kids in Children's Church, and this church is filled up. More people are coming in. People getting saved. We're going to have two services. Amen. Come on, I know what I'm talking about. I've done it. Been there, done it, got the T-shirt, and I mean 30,000 people done been through the building. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. Taking heaven's realm out and bringing it into the earth. Amen. Sow the word, number one, sow the word. Now watch this. Number two, the word will begin to direct you. Number three, the word, now write this down, number three, the word will not return void. Isaiah 55, go over there with me and then we'll close. Isaiah 55 and look at verse 11. Isaiah 55 and look at verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall do what? It will accomplish. It'll pay for your house. Come on, ladies. It'll get you new furniture. Come on, I'm real. It'll get you new washer and dryer. Come on now. And if it don't work, you better call them and tell them to fix it. Amen. You paid for it. Come on. If that car ain't working, you take it down there and you tell them in the name of Jesus, you're going to fix this. It'll pay for your car. It'll take care of your kids. It'll take care of your house. The word cannot return void. It must accomplish. If it doesn't accomplish it here in Alton, it's going somewhere to accomplish the ministry of Jesus. Othermost parts of the world. Amen? Now, you say, well, now, wait a minute. The word, show me an example of that in the New Testament. Whoo, I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked. You remember Jesus stepped into a boat owned by Peter? And they'd been toiling. Everybody say toiling. All night. Do you remember that? Working for the man, exchanging time for money. No revelation. They've been out there fishing all night. And let me just tell you something about Peter. He was a professional fisherman. He wasn't just like me and Preston. We just kind of throw it out there and hoping in a praying something going to hit that thing. Now, if I had Brother Caps, I mean, he'd say, fish, get on my line. Yep. Amen? Yep. But he stepped into Peter's boat. You remember that? And he stepped over there and he started teaching. Now, watch this. He started teaching. Isn't that right? Then all of a sudden, he turned right around to Peter and say, let's go out for a draw. Peter looked at him and said, have you lost your mind? I mean, I know Peter. Insert foot and mouth. That's how he was. Have you lost your mind? I've been working all night, my boys. We're putting up the nets right now. And you saying, go out. We ain't caught anything. I've been working 30 years and don't even have a pension. That's what he was saying. Jesus said, go out into the deep. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word directed that man right to the biggest catch they ever had. Now watch this. Showed them exactly where to drop the net. The Word spoke to them. Showed them exactly where to drop the net. And if you study this out, now study this out. There was such a boatload of fish caught that day that it started the ministry of Jesus and propelled them. It was worth 2 years worth of work. You studied out. 2 years worth of income. Peter, the Lord. That's what I said when I signed the contract. Hubba, 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 hubba. Yeah, hubba, 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 hubba. Come on, now that wasn't much to you, but I was, happy day, happy day. Amen. Come on, y'all got to get real now. Amen. Yeah. I bet you Peter's going, hubba, 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 hubba. What happened? The Word showed him exactly where it is. Now I'm telling you, I'm going to close right here. In the next few months, God's going to speak in this church with a new anointing. It's brand new, and you're going to finish what ministers have come and said for years. Everything has come in place. Now is our due season. Now is due. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Come on, singers, help me out. Now is due season. Now is due season right here, Word and Spirit. You've been sowing and sowing and sowing and sowing, amen? And now it's time to get into heaven's realm. God's going to say some things to you in the next few months. You're thinking, you going to talk to little old me? Oh, yeah, he's going to talk to big old you. And he's going to show you things that you've never seen before. Listen to your pastor. Listen to your pastor. The next 3 or 4 months. Listen to your pastor. Listen to the staff members of the church. God has set elders in this church to support it and finance it. Listen to the elders. Respect the elders. You young people, listen to your mother and dad. It's due season. It's time. It's due season. It's due season that the church of the living God begin to rise up in such a way and enter into His glory. Every head bowed and every eye closed. And Father, I thank You in Jesus' name for the anointing, the power of Your word surpasses all human knowledge, brings understanding into all things for the blessing of the kingdom of God. Now, some of you are here today and you're saying right now to yourself, I've never heard anything like this before. Every head's bowed and every eye's closed. You're saying, man, I know this is the truth. I know this is the truth. And some of you aren't even born again, but today your eyes got opened into a realm you haven't seen before. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the word that's being preached. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, and salvation will come to you. It's the word of faith that we preach. That if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth. And maybe you're here today and you'd say, Pastor, I'm not saved. Simply raise up your hand. That's me. I've seen something today I've never seen before. That's me. I'm not saved. Let salvation come to your house. That's me. And maybe you're here today and you'd say, Pastor D, I don't know where I've been, but I know where I'm going. I'm on a new road, and I'm dealing with some things, and I want you to pray for me. And that's you just simply raise up your hand. God's dealing with you right now this morning. And the things that you're going through, the things that you need to do. Hallelujah, hands are being raised. Praise God. God is dealing with you about your ministry and about your household and about your relationships. He's the healer and He's your provider. Everyone just simply raise your hands this morning. Father, we've just blessed them in Jesus' name, heaven's realm. That we live by faith, not by sight. That heaven's realm become a reality in our lives. And Father, we believe for 81 kids right now in Jesus' name. Come on, say that with me, 81. We're believing for 81 kids in that children's church. And Father, we are believing for the families those kids are going to bring into this church, for the wisdom and knowledge and revelation of Jesus in their life. And I call the sons and the daughters out of darkness in Alton. And I say to you, come. Come into this place. Come on with me. Just pray right now in the Spirit. I say, come into this place. Come into the glorious light of the Son of Jesus Christ. Be born again. Be alive. In Jesus' mighty name.